At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump laying out a 20-point proposal that would end the war in Gaza, free remaining hostages as well. It is fully supported by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who met with Mr. Trump Monday at the White House. Hamas is now reviewing that proposal. Correspondent Joe Fetterman, meanwhile, explains why an agreement is not yet a done deal.
President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have agreed upon a plan to end the nearly two-year war in the Gaza Strip. Their announcement at the White House does not mean an immediate end to the fighting. Hamas still needs to study this proposal and give a response. If it rejects the plan, we will see a continuation and a return to this brutal, ongoing, grinding war that has devastated Gaza. But if Hamas accepts, there is a real potential to transform the region.
A group of former national park superintendents calling on the Trump administration to close the parks to visitors in case of a government shutdown. Here's Bernie Bennett.
40 former park superintendents sent a letter to Interior Secretary Doug Burgum that past shutdowns, in which parks remained open, led to vandalism of iconic symbols, destroyed wildlife habitat, and endangered visitors. Democratic Governor Jared Polis of Colorado on Friday urged federal officials to keep national parks open and staffed or create some mechanism for the state to help make that happen. But the former superintendent said poorly staffed parks are a danger to the public and to the parks themselves. During a 35-day government shutdown during President Donald Trump's first term in office, many national parks stayed open. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Meanwhile, that deadline is Tuesday night at midnight. Lufthansa will cut 4,000 jobs by 2030, focusing primarily on administrative roles. The company aims to achieve this through artificial intelligence and consolidating a number of jobs. This is SRN News. A new poll finds a Canadian province is becoming increasingly pro-life.
LifeSite News reports that according to political consultant and executive director of Pro-Life Alberta, Richard Doerr, only 37% of Albertans say abortion should always be legal. 43% say only in certain cases, and an additional 9% would outlaw it entirely. As Doerr wrote at the Western Standard, adding those numbers together, you get a majority. That's not fringe. That's Alberta. This comes on the heels of data published by the CBC in June, finding that the number of Albertans who strongly agree with the importance of traditional family values has grown from 35% to 40% over the past 7 years.
Ireland in a struggle over abortion. Life News reports a doctor calling for an urgent investigation into the treatment of babies born alive in hospitals there following abortion procedures. SRN News. There's great controversy in Iowa. Donna Warder explains why.
The school superintendent in Des Moines, Iowa, has been placed on paid leave after federal immigration agents arrested him Friday because they say he's in the U.S. illegally. Superintendent Ian Roberts was placed on leave during a three-minute-long special meeting on Saturday. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says Roberts also doesn't have the authorization to work and that a final removal order was issued in 2024. I'm Donna Water.
An endangered whooping crane, the International Crane Foundation was planning to release into the wilds of Wisconsin this fall, has died of avian flu. They say the female crane by the name of Ducky died after being infected with the highly pathogenic avian influenza, which veterinarians say is a strain of the avian flu. More details at srnnews.com.